Your speaker is John Grubb.
Thank you for joining us as we continue our study of God's Word. The last two lessons, we talked about the second coming of Christ, the fact that Jesus is coming back, that we do not know when He is coming back, in spite of those who say they know when He is going to return, but have missed the date so many times so far, and will continue to miss the date because the Bible does not tell us when Jesus will return. We also learned the things that Jesus would do when He returns the second time, and that eternity would begin when Jesus returns and gives the kingdom, power, and authority back to the Father. The fact is that the earth will be burned up at that time, and eternity will begin. The righteous going to heaven, the unrighteous going to hell. Yes, Christ came to earth almost 2,000 years ago. He is going to come again. Because He is coming again, we are preaching the gospel to a lost and dying world. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 10 and 11. The theories and doctrines of premillennialism, which says that Christ is going to come back to this earth and reign over an earthly kingdom for 1,000 years, is a false doctrine and is contrary to what the Bible teaches. We need to prepare for judgment. May each of us continue to do that every day of our lives. Now let's turn our attention to another subject, and that is counting the cost. Before a person becomes a Christian, he needs to consider very carefully if he is willing to pay the price that it takes to live the Christian life. We have found this to be especially true in our work among people in many different nations. In the United States, we might be able to teach a new Christian some things after they have obeyed the gospel. However, we've noted in other countries that people that do not have a religious background in the Bible that Westerners have do not fully understand what is involved in living the Christian life. Every person needs to know that becoming a Christian means entering the Lord's church, not a denomination, and that becoming a Christian carries with it much responsibility. We know that a person who becomes a Christian and then falls away is worse off than one who never knew the truth. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 through 22. For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire. Jesus tells us that we will be judged according to our knowledge and responsibility. Luke chapter 12, verses 47 and 48. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know, yet committed things deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed, of Him, they will ask the more. So it's very important that we understand what is involved in counting the cost, to recognize the responsibilities that we have. If someone is going to become a doctor or a nurse, they need to first understand what kind of work and sacrifice and efforts will be made. And we want the person who treats us in the hospital to have been trained and have an understanding of what he is doing. To become a Christian, we need to understand that we will have responsibilities in living the Christian life. And so, because of this, we understand that there are passages in the New Testament that emphasize counting the cost. It will be very helpful for every person who is thinking about becoming a child of God to study passages that urge us to count the cost before making a commitment to God. Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 through 39. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. If we love anything or anyone more than Christ, then we cannot be his disciple. Luke records this same idea in Luke chapter 14, beginning in verse 26. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. What does Jesus mean here by the word hate? Simply what Matthew records, in that if we love family or ourselves more than Christ, then we cannot be his disciple. Then in Luke 14, beginning in verse 27, and whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest, after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. And then Jesus concludes, after giving these illustrations concerning the importance of counting the cost. Verse 33, so likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. For people who have counted the cost, we need to encourage them to obey the gospel. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 6, verses 1 and 2, we then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. James adds, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city. Spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. And so we recognize the importance of counting the cost, recognizing what our responsibility is in rendering obedience to the gospel of Christ, and then living a faithful life for God, even if it means we have to die to do that. Continue to study to learn what God would have each one of us to do in order to go to heaven.